Harper Audio presents The Vampire Diaries, Dark Reunion by L.J. Smith, performed by Rebecca Mozo. Copyright 1991 by Daniel Weiss Associates, Incorporated, and Lisa Smith and production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. Things can be just like they were before, said Caroline warmly, reaching out to squeeze Bonnie's hand. But it wasn't true. Nothing could ever be the way it had been before Elena died. Nothing. And Bonnie had serious misgivings about this party Caroline was trying to set up. A vague nagging in the pit of her stomach told her that for some reason it was a very, very bad idea. Meredith's birthday is already over, she pointed out. It was last Saturday. But she didn't have a party, not a real party like this one. We've got all night. My parents won't be back until Sunday morning. Come on, Bonnie. Just think how surprised she'll be. Oh, she'll be surprised, all right, thought Bonnie. So surprised she might kill me afterward. Look, Caroline, the reason Meredith didn't have a big party is that she still doesn't feel much like celebrating. It seems, well, disrespectful, somehow, but that's wrong. Elena would want us to have a good time, you know she would. She loved parties, and she'd hate to see us sitting around and crying over her 6 months after she's gone. Caroline leaned forward, her normally feline green eyes earnest and compelling. There was no artifice in them now. None of Caroline's usual nasty manipulation. Bonnie could tell she really meant it. I want us to be friends again. The way we used to be, Caroline said. We always used to celebrate our birthdays together. Just the four of us, remember? And remember how the guys would always try to crash our parties? I wonder if they'll try this year. Bonnie felt control of the situation slipping away from her. This is a bad idea. This is a very bad idea, she thought. But Caroline was going on, looking dreamy and almost romantic as she talked about the good old days. Bonnie didn't have the heart to tell her that the good old days were as dead as disco. But there aren't even four of us anymore. Three doesn't make much of a party, she protested feebly when she could get a word in. I'm going to invite Sue Carson, too. Meredith gets along with her, doesn't she? Bonnie had to admit Meredith did. Everyone got along with Sue. But even so, Caroline had to understand that things couldn't be the way they had been before. You couldn't just substitute Sue Carson for Elena and say, there, everything is fixed now. But how do I explain that to Caroline? Bonnie thought. Suddenly, she knew. Let's invite Vicky Bennett, she said. Caroline stared. Vicky Bennett? You must be joking. Invite that bizarre little drip who undressed in front of half the school? After everything that happened? Because of everything that happened, said Bonnie firmly. Look, I know she was never in our crowd. But she's not in with the fast crowd anymore. They don't want her, and she's scared to death of them. She needs friends. We need people. Let's invite her. For a moment, Caroline looked helplessly frustrated. Bonnie thrust her chin out, put her hands on her hips, and waited. Finally, Caroline sighed. All right, you win. I'll invite her. But you have to take care of getting Meredith to my house Saturday night. And Bonnie, make sure she doesn't have any idea what's going on. I really want this to be a surprise. Oh, it will be, Bonnie said grimly. She was unprepared for the sudden light in Caroline's face, or the impulsive warmth of Caroline's hug. I'm so glad you're seeing things my way, Caroline said. And it'll be so good for us all to be together again. She doesn't understand a thing. Bonnie realized, dazed, as Caroline.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?